Do Arizona children see themselves reflected in the lessons they learn at school? The state's education leaders work to craft new social studies standards that reflect more perspectives, in part by changing the vocabulary. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Mariana Dale reports.
The State Board of Education meeting was packed Monday, and dozens of people signed in to talk. Staff had to adjust the microphone to reach the smallest speaker.
Hi, my name is Anait Singh Sachdev, and I'm 6 years old.
Anait goes to a Scottsdale public school. He says he's different because he wears a patka and points to the small gray turban on his head and a kara, the thin metal band on his wrist. They're not just accessories, they're reminders of his religious values.
And that reminds me that I'm kind and helpful.
He says he likes to learn about different people.
And I want different people to learn about me.
The reason Anait and his family came to the meeting is that the board was for the first time considering standards that specifically included their religion, Sikhism. Sikhism is a monotheistic faith born in South Asia more than 500 years ago and counts more than 25 million followers today. After 9/11, people of the Sikh faith became targets of discrimination and violence. Just 4 days after the attack, Balbir Singh Sodhi was shot and killed in Mesa outside his gas station.
And all this happened because of lack of education.
His brother Rana shared his story with the board and urged them to approve the standards that had been in the works since 2016.
It's the first step to fight hate and save the lives.
The board adopted the standards with a close 6-4 vote. In addition to new topics like Sikhism, the working groups also changed some of the wording used to refer to people Arizona students already learned about. The word Hispanic is replaced with Latinx.
Of, relating to, or marked by Latin American heritage, used as a gender-neutral alternative to Latino or Latina.
That's the Merriam-Webster definition that was just adopted last month. Emily Brewster studies words for the dictionary company. She says the terms we use to identify ourselves are changing.
The established language is broadening to include terms that are useful for identifying people who have not in the past been identified with particular and meaningful terms.
Tucson educator Maria Frederico Brummer says using the word Latinx is an attempt to be inclusive.
But we also have to acknowledge the students that are right in front of us.
Brummer's colleague Jessica Bernal Mejia helps teachers in the Tucson Unified School District make their lessons more meaningful to the area's large Latinx population.
It's not just about are the kids learning curriculum that has, you know, brown people in it, but are they being inclusive? Are they creating relationships? Are they creating critical thinking? Are they challenging their kids?
Brummer says when that happens, students' perspectives shift.
It becomes an investment rather than this is an assignment, this is a grade.
I told Brummer about another change to the standards, that they're less detailed than the ones they replace. For example, where the old standards listed specific civil rights movements like desegregation and the farm worker movement, the new standards reference just civil rights movements. This worries her.
If it's not written in the standards necessarily explicitly and intentionally, there are many instructors who will not see the culturally responsive piece that needs to be there.
Tammy Waller directs social studies at the Arizona Department of Education. She says listing a bunch of specifics means someone, some group, or some historical event could be excluded. Instead,
students will look at multiple perspectives and viewpoints on different historical, geographical, economic, and political issues.
But what if a teacher isn't prepared to give a lesson on the Sikh religion? Or if they don't know what the X in Latinx means?
There'll be a need for information for teachers as we move to these more inclusive standards.
Waller says the state will have training and work with community experts and local organizations so educators are ready to teach history from diverse viewpoints when the standards are fully rolled out in 2020. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Phoenix.